There it was. The first opening. I looked at my notes. Then I decided to take a little leap with her. So, Brendan, Ashley, and Adam live at home with you. Is that right? She nodded again. When I got something right, it seemed to calm her down tremendously. Relief spread over her face, then seemed to continue down into her body. And were they home yesterday when I was there? She looked confused now, and the anger that had ebbed away edged back.
You know they were, Agent Cross. You were right there. Why are you doing this?
Her voice rose as she spoke. Her breath had gone shallow.
What have you people done with my children? Where are they right now? I need to see them right now.
The door opened, and I held my hand up to the guard without taking my eyes off of Mary. It was obvious her pulse had quickened as the agitation seemed to take hold. I took a calculated risk with her. Mary, I said gently, there were no children in the house yesterday. Her response was immediate and extreme. She sat bolt upright and screamed at me, her neck muscles straining.
Tell me what you've done with my children. Answer me this instant. Where are my kids? Where are my kids?
Steps sounded on the floor behind me, and I stood up so I could be the first one to reach her. She was raving now, screaming over and over.
Tell me! Why won't you tell me?
Now she had started to sob, and I felt sorry for her. I slowly walked around the table. Mary! I shouted her name, but she was completely unresponsive to the sound of my voice, even to my movement toward her.
Tell me where my kids are! Tell me! Tell me! Tell me this instant!
Mary! I leaned over and took her by the shoulders as gently as I could under the circumstances.
Tell me!
Mary! Look at me! Please! That's when she went for my gun. Chapter 97. She must have seen the holster tucked inside my jacket. In a split second, she reached up and her hand was on the butt of my Glock. No! I yelled. Mary! I instinctively knocked her back into her chair, but the gun wrenched free from the holster and she had it. I caught a flash of her eyes, which were glazed and crazy. I dove at her, grabbing her wrist with one hand and the gun with the other. I continued to yell her name. Next, the two of us fell over the chair as it went down with a loud crack. I was vaguely aware of people scrambling all around us. My focus stayed on her. She strained, red-faced, slamming my side with her free fist. I now had a knee on her chest and one hand still on her wrist, pinning the gun to the ground, but she was as strong as she looked. And her finger was already wrapped around the Glock's trigger. She squirmed hard, turning the barrel of the gun toward herself and tilting her head to meet it. She knew exactly what she was doing. No! Mary! With a rush of adrenaline, fighting an equal surge or resistance from her, I managed to lift her gun hand toward the ceiling. Then I smashed it back down very hard against the floor. The Glock fired once into the wall of the interrogation room, even as it fell out of her grasp. I snatched it up, the shot still ringing in my ears, the side of my face numb.